Om Shanti. You've heard many things about the dadis, and I know that this time there are many of you who are here for the first time in Madhuban, so you probably didn't get a chance to meet with the dadis, and we wanted this particular class to be experiential. And so let's try an experiment. It's not necessary for you to visualize the dadis, but I'm going to take you into a meditation commentary in which I'm not even sure myself what will emerge, but perhaps it'll be a glimpse of what the dadi's relationship with Baba was, so that you can also develop the same relationship. And what I'll do is take up the relationship of Dadi Prakash Mani with Baba, and then Dadi Janki with Baba, and then Dadi Gulzar with Baba. So let's see where we go, where Baba wants to take us. So we can have the red lights, please. It's going to be meditation. Thank you. I had a vision of Sri Krishna. And then I saw Baba. But it wasn't just seeing Baba. Baba turned into Krishna. And I knew that this is the one I had loved for a long, long time. I knew that this is the one I wanted to belong to. My father had already predicted that I would belong to God and not to a human being. And so it was a very natural transition to surrender and come and stay with Baba. Baba's love and light made me aware of God, and I connected with God. But I also knew that God was using this instrument as his chariot. And we just called him Baba. Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba were together. Although the eyes were the form of the human, the light that shone through those eyes was God's light. The power that came through those eyes lifted me into another dimension. Gradually, I came to understand that I'm a soul. That through Baba's eyes, the drishti was such that I forgot the body. I forgot bodily relations. forgot the physical world. And I was in a world of light. Gradually, I understood that I'm a soul. But more than the understanding, I had that experience of the spark of light, totally separate from the physical body. I, the soul, eternal. No beginning, no end. I exist forever. And slowly, gradually, I began to understand that the one who is my father now, Brahma Baba, is the one who will become Sri Krishna tomorrow. But now, taking Baba's love, hearing the truth from God through the mouth of Brahma, the love for Baba was powerful. Shiv Baba's love was very powerful, but Brahma Baba's love was no less. And I saw both together and just felt that power from both. Baba was a magnet. And the soul was drawn to the magnet. It wasn't effort. It wasn't hard work. It was just simply God's magnetic power pulling the soul towards Himself. The days of tapasya were powerful. A lot of work to be done in serving the community. But the morning hours for yoga and the evening hours for jnana and yoga. We knew that something was happening outside, but we were in our own world. When Baba would come, Baba's Rishti sometimes took us to Paramdham, sometimes took us to paradise. Baba's words were so powerful. They echoed in our minds again and again. We understood that one war had finished and another war had started. Our families left and wanted us to join them to go to India. But we waited for Baba's signal. And in that intervening period, There was yoga. More yoga. And more yoga. The 13 years of tapasya were over. It was time to move. We moved to Mount Abu, to a place which was far from the eyes of the world, a place where we could now live with Baba and Mama under the same roof, a place where we could all stay together. The world outside was struggling, but Baba carried us to the subtle dimension. And the tapasya continued. And then Baba started to say that people out there needed help. And Baba gave us signals that it was time to go and serve our families and others. It was challenging, but we had Baba's company. We had Baba's blessings. We had Baba's protection. Baba sent me to many different places. And after traveling abroad, serving many countries in the East, then finally, Baba sent me to Bombay. And here, service began to grow. Powerful instruments took birth. And it was a joy to receive Baba's muralis and to receive letters written by Baba each day. Every single day, Baba would write and give instructions. And Baba would wait for my response. And if I missed a day in writing to Baba, Baba would ask, "What happened, child?" And so I knew that I had to continue every day doing what Baba had asked and giving Baba the result. And then a day came. Baba took leave in the class that we didn't realize that Baba was taking leave. And then in Baba's room, I witnessed the battle of karma and the suffering of karma, karma bhog, and then karma yoga. pain left Baba's face. Baba was peaceful and gave drishti and held my hand and quietly the soul flew to Shiv Baba. I was not expecting this. I called Gulzar. She came immediately, arriving the next morning. I sent out a telegram, not only to the centers, but to Baba's children abroad in some places. Pitashri left to go to Shiv Baba. Sweet drama. I remembered this had been similar to what Baba had asked me to send a telegram when Mama had left. So I had to use the same expression. The Dadi Gulzar brought back all the answers to my questions, and the tapasya continued for some days until the message came. It was time for the final ceremonies. To my surprise, Baba said, I had to light the funeral pyre. And then Baba came to meet us all. Baba put a flower on Didi's head and another one on my head. And Baba asked the whole family, do you agree? And everyone smiled, nodding their heads. And a new chapter began. Years through which Baba guided me, Baba stayed with me, and I learned so many things that I needed to learn, until the chariot was not functioning well. And Baba called me to him. And I flew to Baba's lap. Baba kept me in the subtle region for some time. And then I started a new role. Today, can each one of us follow in Dadiji's footsteps and have an intimate relationship with Baba, so that truly Baba is my father, my teacher, my friend, and my Sadhguru. So that like Dadiji, I experience the love of the One at all times, and I stay obedient to the directions of One. We move into Dadi Janki's mind and heart and have a glimpse into her story. I had been searching for God since I was very young. I knew service was important, and that started in childhood and continued. I went on the 4 pilgrimages, north, south, west, and east. And I had one question for all the gurus. Tell me, what is your experience of God? And they wouldn't be able to answer. They would quote me from the scriptures, but no one shared a personal experience. I understood that they didn't know. At home, I practiced worshipping silently inside. Nothing external, just internally. And a time came when I was in the park with my father, and I see this man who I recognized as a friend of the family. A man who I respected greatly, but now I was seeing light radiating from him. And I knew he had the truth, and he would give me the truth. I was fortunate. My father didn't see that light, but I saw it. And I knew that I had to follow the instructions that would be given. There were many struggles, but I was committed to understanding the truth that this person would share. And a moment came when I could go to Baba. Baba was conducting class. I stood at the back. I wanted to see if Baba would acknowledge me. And sure enough, Baba called me to the front by name and said, "Child, you have come home." Baba gave me many different tasks. And I was with the mothers. But that was my fortune. Because when Baba would speak, not all of us could be there. But the mothers would send me to every class. Because I would capture everything that Baba said and come and relate it to the mothers, so all would benefit. And then Baba asked me to be the nurse. And for a moment I hesitated, wondering if I had the physical capacity to do this. And Mama gave me an answer without my saying anything. And Mama said, "Then Baba gives a task, he gives the power with which to accomplish that task." The days flew by. My joy was that the task brought me into direct contact with Baba. Each night, Baba would ask about the patients, and each morning, again, I would relate to Baba how the night had been, and Baba would give me instructions on how to care for the patients. But step by step, Baba was also explaining the karmic philosophy of each one's issues and the way to help them resolve it. We came to Bharat. It was cold. We had never felt the cold before. It was a high altitude, and there was very little physical food, and many people got sick. But again, with Baba's guidance, and now Baba's physical presence, Baba would come and visit the patients regularly and give me instructions on further care. One night, I told a patient, "Tomorrow, early in the morning, Baba will come and give you drishti. We knew it was her last night. Early morning, I washed her, and she looked very beautiful. And sure enough, Baba came. And Baba gave her drishti. And the soul flew. She left in my arms. Baba called her his bride. Baba's love, Baba's care, Baba's concern for every child was unlimited. And then one day in class, Baba said, "There are children who left, who had no faith. And there are children who are sitting here, who do have faith. Can they not go and serve others?" I went to Baba and I said, "I'm ready to go." I saw God's magic in the service that was happening in many places. In my last meeting with Sakar Baba, Baba said to me, "Child, you come and stay here in Madhuban, and I will have all the teachers come to see you and to learn from you." And I was surprised. And then Baba took me by the hand, and at the end of the tennis court was a garden. Then Baba said, "Here, there'll be a house where you will stay. And on the other side there, there will be a training place for teachers." 6 months later, Baba flew away. And when Baba came, Baba said, "Abu will be a place where many will come. It will become the highest pilgrimage place of all. There will be trainings, there will be retreats, and you will be here to help." And then suddenly, some years later, Baba said, "You have to go to foreign lands. You have to create a model of Madhuban." Then Baba, Karan Karavanhar, did magic. And Baba's message spread across the world. And then Baba called me to come and stay in Abu. I had not served Bharat for many years. It was time to serve Bharat again. And then Baba called me to himself. And another chapter began. So today, we ask the question, do I have the faith and the love to always obey Baba, even though it may be challenging? Do I truly say to Baba, I will sit where you make me sit. I will go where you ask me to go. I will only eat with you. I will only sit with you. I will only talk with you. Let's take a look at what might be happening in Daddy Gulzar's mind. I was very young, about 7 or 8, and my mother took me to a satsang. And I fell asleep. And I had this amazing vision. Was it a dream? Was it a vision? I don't know. But I saw beautiful scenes of gardens and flowers and dancing. And when I woke up, the hall where there were so many people before was empty. And Baba was sitting right there in front of me. My mother was there too. I was still in her lap. And there were just a couple of others around. Then Baba gently asked me, "Child, where did you go?" And I started to share my dream. And I couldn't describe the name of the person I'd seen in my dream. And so Baba asked someone to bring me a picture. And he brought a picture. And Baba said, "Is this who you saw?" And I nodded. And Baba smiled and said, "Well, this is a picture of Krishna." And I said, "But the one I saw was 1,000 times more beautiful." And Baba nodded and smiled again and said, "Yes, child, I know." And then I was in the boarding school, and Mama and Baba would come each morning and every evening to meet us. And Baba would say to us, "You are the little gods and goddesses who are being worshipped by the Bhagats. and Baba took care of us with such great love. And the Dadis were our teachers, older than us, very kind, very wise, teaching us so much. But we had fun and games. And I continue to have many visions. And then, when I was around maybe 12, maybe 13, I had this vision of someone who looked like Baba, but wasn't Baba. And this kept coming in visions many times. I went to Mama to ask her, what was this? And she said, when that person comes again, ask him, what is your name? Who are you? Where are you from? And so, next time I had that vision, I found myself totally silent. I couldn't ask. And so the vision ended. And I told Mama, and she said, we'll ask Baba. Baba asked me many questions, but I had no answers. And so Baba said, when the Almighty is ready, he will tell us. And then, later, we understood that this is the physical Brahma, and there is a Brahma in the subtle region, the perfect, subtle, angelic Brahma. For some time, Baba kept me at Baba Bhavan, where he stayed with his family. Baba Nirans continued. We moved to India and the role continued. And Baba sent me to a few places. First one place, and then Delhi, where I stayed for many years. Baba was doing much service through the children. And then I had a phone call from Dadiji. And I went to Abu immediately. Baba gave all the answers to Dadiji's questions. And then Baba gave a signal that it was time for the cremation. And I brought that message back. And then Dadiji sat with those of us who were trance messengers and asked one person, another person, a third person, that they were all too emotional to offer bhog. And so Daddy said to me, you won't get me down, will you? So I said, Ji Daddy. And I sat to offer bhog. Baba called me to the subtle region. I said to Baba, after long drishti, Baba, everyone has many questions. Baba nodded. Then it was as if Baba gave me rest. And after a little while, Baba appeared. Then I said, Baba, you have to give me the answers. And Baba said, Child, I went down and I spoke to everyone and I answered all their questions. When I came down, I saw that 3 hours had passed and everyone's questions had been answered. And another chapter began. This chapter continued for many, many years. I simply had to surrender to Baba, and Baba was able to satisfy thousands and thousands. And then that part finished, and Baba gave me a chance to be in the physical world, but to be in silence. And then Baba called me. And after a little while with Baba, Baba sent me to play my new role in the task of establishment. Om Shanti.